Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 93. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight with a low around 67. More sunshine throughout Tuesday with our high nearing 90. Partly cloudy throughout Tuesday night with a low around 67. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with a high of 92. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 73 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Police are investigating a fatal shooting in Salina, and they have identified a person of interest as 28-year-old Dalton Levi Palmer, according to a media release from the police department. Palmer is described as being 5'6" tall and weighs 140 pounds. Palmer currently has an unrelated warrant from Saline County District Court. Police have identified the victim killed early Saturday as Dylan Eugene Garman, 25, of Salina. Due to Palmer's past criminal behavior, though, he should be considered armed and dangerous. The Topeka Police Department responded to a house fire located at 1501 Southwest 22nd just before 9 p.m. Saturday night. Fire department says upon arrival, fire crews found smoke and flames coming from the single-story home. Firefighters were able to perform a primary search. No occupants were found. The Topeka Fire Department's investigation unit responded to this incident to determine the origin and cause of the fire. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A man has died as a result of a car crash in North Wichita early Sunday morning. According to the Wichita Police Department, the crash happened near the intersection of West 27th Street North and Woodland North around 2 a.m. Wichita police say the victim, an unidentified 42-year-old man, was standing behind his car when Alonzo Garcia Amaya rear-ended the victim's car, pinning him. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Garcia Amaya was arrested on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter, driving under the influence. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office said Donald A. Martin, 37, and Kenneth J. Martin, 39, both of Caney, were arrested after meth was allegedly found in their possession during a traffic stop near Northwest U.S. Highway 24 and Northwest Topeka Boulevard early Saturday morning. Just before 2:15 a.m., deputies said a canine unit stopped a 2001 Ford F-150 pickup in the area for improperly turning. During the investigation, meth was allegedly found. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property. It also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A candidate for sheriff in eastern Nebraska was ticketed for speeding after an officer spotted him driving 107 miles per hour along I-80 while on his way to campaign at a Cinco de Mayo parade in Omaha. A police report says George Merrithew was wearing a Merrithew for Douglas County Sheriff shirt when he was ticketed. Merrithew's campaign acknowledged that he was speeding, but said he complied with the officer before he received a $300 ticket. Merrithew faces Omaha Police Sergeant Aaron Hansen in Tuesday's Republican primary. Nebraska Secretary of State is predicting that more voters will participate in Tuesday's primary election than other recent gubernatorial primaries. In a news release, Bob Evnen offered a rough prediction of a 35% voter turnout, or about 433,000 people. That exceeds the 24.5% turnout in 2008 and 28% turnout in 2014. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners met last week. Fritz Blansky inquired about a free dump day at the landfill to coincide with surrounding towns' cleanup days. Public Works advised they historically would do a free dump day twice a year. However, the problem they ran into is people bringing household trash, and it takes more staff working overtime to separate everything. No free day has been planned at this time. Commissioners met in executive session for employee evaluations with the Public Works Administrator. The board has been doing wage comparisons with surrounding counties of equal size for comparison of the Public Wage Administrator's salary. A motion passed unanimously to approve an increase of $20,000 per year to Mike Craig, effective May 1st, and make the annual Public Works Administrator salary $77,200. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was routine business. Over $370,000 was given for the annual Pony Up Match Day Friday in Marysville. 1,117 individual gifts were given, benefiting nearly 60 local nonprofit organizations. Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot restoration was top in number of donations with 85 and top in contributions over $25,000. The Kansas Honor Flight and Blue River Rail Trail each received around $22,000, and the Marshall County Historical Society raised some $20,000 for general expenses and an additional $16,000 toward their Fix the Bricks campaign. The leaderboard with all of the totals is online at ponyupmarysville.com. This year, $83,000 in matching funds were available. This is the sixth annual Giving Day, sponsored by Marysville Community Foundation with support from local businesses, individuals, trusts, and foundations. Marysville Fire Department responded Friday evening to a car on fire near 15th and North Streets. Investigation showed it was an apparent arson. Marysville police have identified a suspect who has been located and was taken into custody. A pair of witnesses assisted with the identification. Name of that suspect has not been released. Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds taxpayers the second half personal property taxes are due Tuesday, May 10th. They do ask if you can pay sooner, that's better. They have a new computer system. Please bring your stubs or statements. Again, second half personal property taxes due Tuesday, May 10th. Jerry R. Holtmeyer, age 72, of Diller, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Westside Baptist Church in Beatrice. Interment in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 5 until 7, at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Jerry Holtmeyer. Shirley R. Hazenkamp, age 84, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Baileyville. Lower Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Shirley Dick Hazenkamp. Jeanette J. Van Kirk Hontrich, age 92, of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Barnes. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jeanette Van Kirk Hontrich. Raymond L. Feldkamp, age 97, of Manhattan, passed away Friday. Service is planned on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation on Tuesday. Family will greet friends 5 until 7 p.m. at the church with a vigil service at 7. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Ray Feldkamp.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lemon pepper fish, cornbread, potato wedges, broccoli, and apricots. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, tossed salad, peaches, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and warmer throughout the region today. South winds will be fairly gusty between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 30. Today we can expect to see highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid 80s and mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying partly cloudy overnight with our lows in the mid 50s and mid 60s throughout Iowa, staying cooler throughout Nebraska with our lows in the mid 30s and mid 50s, the lower 40s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Staying nice and sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s and mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 73. Record high in this state, 93. We could be close today. The average low, 51. The record low, 28. Sunset this evening, 8:28. Sunrise in the morning at 6:20. Sunshine, and we're already at the average high temperature at 73 this morning with the south wind surging in. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 9th of May. KNDY News Time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Diane's Dresses, etc. knows the area high school graduates are excited to be through with high school, but the challenges in life have just begun. Congratulations, class of 2022. May the path to your dreams be paved with success. From Diane's Dresses, etc. in Wymore, helping you sparkle for less. Peterson Plumbing, Heating, and AC is proud of the Fairbury graduating class of 2022. Dreams of yesterday can become the reality of tomorrow. Congratulations, seniors. From Peterson Plumbing, Heating, and AC, your local Rheem dealer. www.petersonplumbingheatingac.com.
One NBA playoff veteran shines, another fouls out. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Foul troubles did the Suns in. Phoenix losing game 4 of the Western semis with the Mavs 111-101. Chris Paul, usually dominant in the final frame, fouled out just 3 minutes into the fourth with 5 points on the night. Mavs star Luka Doncic put up 26 as the Mavs tie the series at 2 games apiece. Suns coach Monty Williams taking the blame postgame.
Made some decisions tonight, put us in a tough spot. Should have kept Chris out of the game, especially right before halftime.
In the late game, it was James Harden's night against Miami.
He's going to shoot a three. It's in the air. It's good! The biggest shot of James Harden! Sixers playoff career. He nailed the trifecta. Timeout Miami and the crowd erupts.
Call on 97.5, the Fanatic. Harden was 6 of 10 from long range, helping the Sixers with a 116-108 win, knotting that series at 2 games apiece. Stanley Cup playoff action. The Bruins beat Carolina 5-2. The eventual winner coming from Brad Marchand on the power play just 44 seconds into the third. That series knotted up at 2 games apiece, returning to Raleigh tomorrow. Jordan Kyrou and David Perron scored 2 goals each in the Blues' 5-2 win over Minnesota. Lopsided in Tampa as the Lightning outscored the Leafs 7-3. Baseball, managerial drama in the Rangers-Yankees doubleheader. Gleyber Torres hit a 369-foot walk-off home run to right to end the first game. And Texas manager Chris Woodward had something to say about the dimensions of Yankee Stadium.
Small ballpark, that's an easy out in 99% of ballparks. So.
Yankee manager Aaron Boone.
His math's wrong, 99% is impossible. There's only 30 parks.
In game two, Ranger Eli White hit an even shorter solo shot to right. The Rangers won the nightcap 4-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
This is an ag business update from agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. senators trying to find an agreement on a new Ukraine supplemental spending bill by the end of the week. Also, Ag Secretary Vilsack and other cabinet members head to Capitol Hill for questioning about their spending plans. The Ukrainian supplemental could have implications for agriculture. The White House asked for $500 million to increase U.S. agricultural production, including crop insurance incentives for double cropping winter wheat and soybeans, and a temporary increase in marketing loan assistance rates. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan said the Senate is trying to reach an agreement by the end of the week on that supplemental. She said, "We hope certainty to have an agreement sometime. Then Senate Majority Leader Schumer will have to decide when it comes to the floor." Senators have been tepid in their reception of the White House proposal, particularly over whether it would actually increase production levels for U.S. farmers. Top Republican on the Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, said he'd rather explore alternatives to what the White House is offering, like cropping land enrolled in the CRP. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa also cast doubt on whether the provisions would have tangible effects, unless it included incentivizing farmers to take land out of conservation for cropping, but he said he would consider that proposal. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack tomorrow will appear before the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, testifying on the fiscal 2023 budget request for USDA. And the Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, on Wednesday and Thursday, will appear back-to-back appropriation hearings on the Senate and House. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will appear before the House Transportation HUD Appropriations Subcommittee tomorrow. Once again, a busy week in our nation's capital. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as the state legislative session of 2022 in the state of Kansas wraps up with the sign-and-die final day of the session comes up here in the next week or so. What did we pass, especially when it comes to the agricultural industry, and especially the water bill that's been heavily debated in the state legislature throughout most of the session this year? Mike Beam, the secretary for the Kansas Department of Agriculture, talks about what the final bill looked like and how it changed a little bit from the initial bill.
Well, I think what happened is that this was such a wholesale change. We as a state agency, you know, we didn't voice any opinions because I think that's up to the legislature and stakeholders on how water is managed from a state agency standpoint. But I think it was such a big change. I think the bill came in fairly late in the session, and I think people, primarily stakeholder groups, you know, said, "Hey, this is too much. We're not sure we like this. What are the ramifications?" And basically it was, you know, kind of a grassroots lobbying that convinced quite a few legislators, particularly on the House Water Committee, that they weren't ready to vote for this in that fashion. But I thought it was interesting that part of that bill was to create more funding for water programs, and that maybe the source of that funding was a little bit controversial, but I don't think there was hardly any opposition to that. In fact, the bill that did come out was, that was one of the main provisions that remained. There is a lot of support for making sure that we're looking long-term at water, both by rural legislators, legislators in suburban areas, and urban legislators as well. This isn't over. I'm confident that there'll be more discussion in the interim here by both legislators and the stakeholder groups and the 2023 session, I'm sure.
That audio from our affiliate station, NKIUL in Garden City.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It is a Monday, folks. Sales starting at 10 o'clock here this morning, and I think the good news today, the cattle market stayed at that 146 to 232, maybe a little disappointing in the numbers they bought, and maybe a little softening later in the week, but that was the high for the cattle trades last week. Well, here at high noon today, we'll get in the hay department, the alfalfa, there's 53rd cut. In the alfalfa, there's an additional 20. In the brome, there's 20. In the prairie, there's 40 bales. And in the grass square bales, 72. In the round bale department, in the round alfalfa, there's 10 first and second cut. They weigh 1750. In the round grass, there's 22. In the round brome prairie mix, there is 20. Well, when we go to the cattle ring, that will be at 12:30. There is two black baby calves, so if you need a baby calf yet, certainly head up and pick you one up here today at the sale. In the bull department, we do have two black Angus March yearling bulls. One, correction, two of them are AI DBS Hitchcock sons, semen tested and all, along with two black Sim Angus yearling bulls. They're AI DBS pay dirt sons, so that will sell at 12:30 here today. In the family department, there's two red families. They're three-year-olds. They got black calves at side. They were worked on Friday, ready for grass. There's one black family, four-year-old, three-week-old bull calf at side. There is an additional three black-white-faced and red-white-faced families, 3 to 6 year olds. The blacks are January calves. The red-white-faced is a March calf. Then there is seven head of bred cows, anywhere from three-year-olds to running age, and they should be in that 7.5 to 8 months of pregnancy if you need some bred cows yet. In the feeder cattle, we're going to start off with the Miller calves out of Pawnee City. There's seven black Angus Holstein Cross steer and heifers at 300, an additional seven black Angus Holstein Cross of 500 pounders, Leroy Miller's calves out of Pawnee City. The Weirs, Black Angus out of Diller's, got nine Black Angus steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 4 to 475. Schuster's out of Pickrove, got 14 Black Bulls at 550 to 600. Kapke Brothers out of Claytonia have 45 Black and Char steer and heifers. They're going to weigh in at that 6.5 to 750. Gene Busboom out of Cortland's got 11 black steer and heifers at 600. Todd Jordanine out of Fairbury's got 19 black steer and heifers, 6.5 to 800. The white cattle out of Bremen are going to be seven black heifers, pretty nice heifers, at 700. Out of Steiner's, Gira cattle, nine black and red steer and heifers, 450 to 600. And Bartles out of Marysville's got 10 black and char cross steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 3 to 450. Certainly catch more lightweight cattle here today. Certainly do appreciate your business. So give us a call. Tanya Rickardini at 223-3571. Want to remind you to go to the auctioneer's page and check out the McAllister sale coming. A very large tool sale that's going to be on May 21st at 10 a.m. So go to beatra77.net, hit the auctioneer's icon, and check out that sale. Thanks for the business, and certainly keep in mind that you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at beatra77.net.
If you look hard enough, you can find a piece of weather lore that fits just about any weather extreme. A proverb about springtime thunder today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you?
Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 9th, the 129th day of the year. Singer Billy Joel celebrates a birthday, and the Beatles signed their first recording contract on this day exactly 60 years ago. Here's a weather proverb that can be put to the test about now. Thunder in spring, cold will bring. It's often true because this early in the season, thunderstorms are not created by warm air rising from the ground. Instead, they are pushed toward us by approaching cold fronts. When that happens, it's a good bet that colder air will dominate once the storm passes. If there is exceptionally cold air moving in, it can sometimes create the oddity known as thunder snow. Test it out the next time you hear that distant rumble. Thunder in spring, cold air will bring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather lore at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine 73. That should be an average high temperature. We'll look for highs near a record of 93 today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Wichita State women's softball team will open the 2022 American Athletic Conference Championship on Thursday as the number 2 seed. The Shockers, who are now 32-15 overall, 14-4 in the conference, will face number 7 Memphis at 4 o'clock on ESPN+. Wichita State swept the Tigers during the regular season. Wichita State enters the tournament as the defending tournament champs after defeating UCF in 2021 7-4 and will look to defend its crown. Kansas State men's basketball coach Jerome Tang may lure a 5-star recruit to Manhattan at some point during his tenure with the Wildcats, but it won't happen this month. Julian Phillips, the top-rated uncommitted basketball prospect of the 2022 recruiting cycle, no longer plans to make an official visit to K-State later this week. It's unclear why Phillips decided to cancel his visit. His final schools are Auburn, Florida State, South Carolina, Southern Cal, and Tennessee. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
The first time I laid my eyes on you, I knew we'd spend this life side by side. I still feel the same, though you're so far away. I swear that you'll always be mine, forever love, I promise. And hope.